So how is a person zoche to this emes and to this proper emuna? V'zeh zoichen al yidei shemekarven atzmon letzadikim u'mekablem atzosam shem b'chinas emes. The way that a person is zoche to proper emuna in Hashem and to real emes is by coming close to tzadikim and accepting their advice, fulfilling their advice. Shehem b'chinas emes. The true tzadikim and their advice are emes. Shalidei zeh nechkak boy emes. Through that, the person, truth becomes engraved and inscribed in that person. V'zoiche le'emun ha'kdoi shu hamitiyus. And that person is zoiche to real, true faith. U'lehisrachek me'emunas kuzvius. And to be able to distance themselves from false beliefs. Ki divrei ha'tzadikim ha'mitiyim heim b'chinas levushim. Shemalbishim boi ho'emes vo'emunah. Because the words of the true tzaddikim are like packaging, in which they package emes and emuna. Shayidei zeh machnisin ho emes bo'olam. And that's how these tzaddikim introduce the truth into the world. That's how they bring truth into the world. Lehisrachek menu monas kozvius, to get people to move away from false beliefs. Ulehizdabek be'emuna kedoshah, and to come close to the true holy faith. The words of the tzaddikim, Rav Nosal says, are levushim. They're garments, like cloaks, or packaging, like the word that we use, in which is contained this emes and emuna. Afal pi she emuna hu bedover she'en asechel meivim, and even ki afal pi she emuna hu bedover she'en asechel meivim, because even though we explained earlier that faith is in that which a person doesn't understand, afal pi ken, despite that, mi she mestakel al ho'emes, a person who is really, really, with total sincerity, looking for the truth, that person will be able to differentiate between the true holy faith of the Jews, which we received from our forefathers from the time of Avram Avinu, ad shebo v'chulu, etc., etc., to Yitzchok, to Yaakov, to Yosef, ad shebo Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashon, until finally, eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu came along, v'nosan lanu es ha-Torah, and he presented us with the Torah, ba'oisai su'moifsim na'iroim, with incredible miracles, asher lo nishmu v'niru mi'olam, which had never been seen or witnessed in the world at all, or heard of at all. K'mayshe kosev, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, Hashoma Am, did any nation ever hear anything like this? Anything like the Torah that Hashem gave to the Jewish people? Ki she'al nol yom rishonim. Look back to the days of all the earliest days. Hanihio kadovar hazeh, was there ever anything like this? Oya nishma kamoyu, or was there ever heard anything like this? Like the presentation of the Torah that Hashem gave to the Jewish people? Atem re'isem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you saw with your own eyes the miracles. So that person, a person who is looking for the emes with the utmost of sincerity, and the person is not allowing themselves to be fooled by any fake things or phony things, that person will be able to differentiate between the emunah kedosha levein hahepech, versus the opposite of true faith. Lahavdil ba'alfi alofim v'ri b'rovet ha'adolois, you know, ho emunois kuzvi shel shtus v'hevel. Verse the holy emuna versus lahavdil, the false beliefs of nonsense, shekiblu mimi shekiblu, which people got from whoever they got. Asher mafursam shikrehem upachazusam lein koil, whereby their falseness is something that's, and their impetuousness is something that's everybody knows about. Kayadua umafursam lakoil, as is well known to all. The Tipach, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to Apikursim here, you know, people who don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they have their own beliefs. They develop their own definition of what life should be, you know, in terms of culture and laws and etc. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a very powerful statement. The Tipach Rucham v'nishmosam shel ha'apikursim, and let the spirit and soul of the apikursim rot, shebechalak lakos devreim, where with their smooth tongues, heim koilalim lefomim emunaseinu akdoshe v'atoira, imshar emunas kozvius shel shtus v'hevel. They teach religion. These people try to teach when they discuss religion, or they discuss culture or truth, they put together, Rav Nosson says, they put side by side the holy faith of the Jewish people, the holy religion of the Jewish people, with all the other junk and nonsense, stupidity and everything. And they put it together as if, again, there's this culture, there's Jewish culture, and there's Islamic culture, and there's this culture. And they put it together as if, I mean, there's nothing to be impressed with. There's nothing to be all up in arms about. Everybody knows that religion, there isn't one religion, there are many religions. Culture, there's different cultures. And each culture has its truths and its faults. Rachman al-Islam, the way these people teach it. As is well known to those people who know how these people present, you know, theology or religion or culture. Rav Nosson says, this isn't the place to break loose about this, you know, to talk a lot about this. The truth is obvious and clear to anyone who really, really wants the truth and wants the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now we're going back to the topic we started with. This takes us back to the pasuk in the Torah which says that a woman is not allowed to wear clothing that's designated specifically for a man, and a man is not allowed to wear clothing that's designated specifically for women. She'osur lahachlif es halavushim. We're not allowed to switch clothing, garments. She'mishom ikar yenikas haklipois vasitrachra. That's the main thing that the klipois and the sitrachra are able to attach themselves to. She'yonkim mehechle hatmurois. They draw their energy and strength from something that's called Hechle Hatmurois. This is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, the place where exchanges take place, where things are switched around, topsy-turvy, everything's upside down. Shemachlifin ho'emes, whereby in this Hechle Hatmurois, the Sitrachra switches the truth al yidei levushin v'chisuyin shelamunas kuzvius. By dressing up those the false beliefs, the false faith, they dress it up to make it seem as if this is also religion, this is also true, 100%. V'chein machlifin ho'emun amitiyas al yidei levushin v'chisuyin shel ha'chochma shelahem. And they switch, they exchange the true belief, the true faith of the Jewish people through all of their cover-ups and their garments and everything, of their chachmas, shemachlifin ho'emes b'sheker. They trade in the true Jewish faith for other lies and falsehoods. Hainu meaning, shelefomim mizgabrim al yidei emunas kozvias v'roitzim lahalim ho'emes al yidei zeh. There are times when these forces of the sitrachra and the klipois become strong through their false beliefs and everything by marketing and spreading their false beliefs, v'roitzim lahalim ho'emes ha'idezeh, and by doing that, they're trying to cover up and block the people, block the world from being able to see the truth. V'oimrim lahamin b'munas kuzvius, and they profess, they educate people to believe in false beliefs, false religions, false ideologies, אף על פי שרואים בעיני הוא אמס, שהוא שקר וחוזר. And even though they see very clearly that it's nonsense, it's falsehood, הם אומרים, they say, hold on a second, הלא יאמונה היא רק במה שאין השכל מבין. Everybody agrees that faith is in what you don't understand. So just because you don't understand certain things about the religions that we're teaching or about the cultures that we're thinking, that's no problem. That's perfectly normal. When it comes to religion, you're not supposed to understand everything. So they use that as an excuse to market, you know, for how they're marketing their false beliefs and false religions. וכן להפך, הם מסגברים כנגד האמונה הקדושה על ידי האמס שלהם שהוא שקר. And they try to fight, to do battle against our faith, against the holy faith of the Jewish people, by their truths, which are really sheker, which are really falsehood. Voimrim, and they say, Haloi ha-seichel ho-emes eina mechaivas ha-dover hazeh. They say, but hold on a second. Rational thinking does not agree with this. Science, you know, disagrees with this completely. Ki heim chachomim lohora. Because they are intellectuals for evil. They're smart when it comes, their smarts are directed towards doing evil, towards harming people. Ulehetiv lo yodu, to do good, they don't know how to do that. Umahapchem divrei elokim chayim, therefore they switch around Hashem's words, the words of the Torah. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, hoy chachomim beinehem, woe is to those people who are smart in their own eyes. They look at themselves as being smart. They think they're smart. Ha'omrim l'ra toiv v'la toiv ra, who switch everything around. Bad, they say, is good. And good, they say, rachmona litzlan, is bad. On what we mentioned earlier, a few lines up, haloi ha'seichel ho'emes einu mechayves ha'dov razeh, they come out with their philosophies and their scientific method, and they say, if you follow this scientific method, you'll see it does not agree with what your religion is telling you. So obviously, your religious beliefs can't be true. Rachmona Litzlan. Avol, however, Boruch Hashem Yisborach, Hashem Oslanu Torah Semes. Blessed is Hashem, who has given us the true Torah, Vivdilonu Min HaToyim Hoyle, and He has set us apart from these people who don't know which way they're going, they're wandering around lost. V'hu barachmav sholeach lanu b'chol dor tzadikim amitim, and Hashem with His great kindness sends us in every single generation true tzadikim, shehem machnisim bonu ho emes vohemuna, who educate us and they enlighten us regarding the real truth and the real faith. Because through the words of these tzaddikim, through their divrei Torah, through their chidushim, inside all of their words, they cloak, is found the real emes and the real emuna. They educate us with the real truth, for us to know to stay far away from false beliefs, me'emunos shel shtus vehevel, from all kinds of beliefs and cultures of nonsense and foolishness, asher shikrehen niglal ein koil, where the falseness of it is obvious to everyone who would want to see it, who would want to be honest. Ki afal pi she'emuna hi bedover she'en ha'seichel mevim, because even though faith and belief involves things that you don't understand completely, afal piken, despite that, al yedei levushei ho'emes shel hatzadikim amitim, through these packages of truth that the tzadikim amitim pass that give to us, ayedei ze royin umevinim ho'emes lamitoy, that enables us to see the real truth. She'emunos shelohem hu sheker v'chozov, that their false beliefs and their false religions and their cultures and everything is sheker. Hevel vorik, it's nonsense. V'chein hatzadikim b'chochmosam haniflo heimoisim levushim lohem unakdoishim. And these great tzadikim, with their incredible knowledge, they also package the emuna for us. They know how to package the emuna in a way that they're able to transmit it to us. They're able to communicate it to us. Leha'amin boho emes, that we should believe in the real truths. Afal pi she'ein mevin en oisa b'sechel, even though we don't understand it completely with our intellect, with our rational thinking. Ki meirin bonu al yedei divreim hakdoishim she'im b'chinas levushim listakel al ho emes lamitoi. Because these tzadikim, these great tzadikim, through their words, which are all packaging, it's packages in which are found emes and emuna, through that they enlighten us and give us the ability to see the real truth. And that's what strengthens our faith, our real sincere faith in Hashem, in the Torah and Tzadikim, in each and every one of us. Ki ho emes hu echod, because the truth is only one. Ve'efsher listor ho emes b'shum oifen. And we cannot, nobody can negate the truth totally. They can't hide the truth totally. K'moy shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Sfas emes tikoin, that there's going to come a time when the truth is going to be established. Ki hatzadikim meirim banu hu emes ha'idei atzosam hakdoisha, because the tzadikim shine into us truth via their holy advice. Their advice is filled with enlightenment about what the truth is all about. Shaydeze zoichen emunak doisha, through which we're zoiche to true faith. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek kadis chaber bo emes is avida semuna. That when you take tzedek and it and you attach it to emes, you get emuna. So all of this emet that the tzadikim are enlightening us with, that's what leads us to a true proper emuna.